Teresa Skofterud is an American who lives in Norway. She normally works at a cosmetics company just a few hundred yards from where the blast went off today in Oslo, but she was jet-lagged after she returned back from a trip to the United States, so she stayed home today.
You know, I'm just stunned, and the more we watch on the news, we're all glued to the TV right now, especially after the shooting at the youth camp. It's unbelievable, and I remember exactly where I was on 9/11. And of course, this is a much smaller scale, but it's the same. I think it's going to be the same kind of trauma to the Norwegian people, because you don't expect this in Norway. They try to be very neutral and, you know, politically correct here, and so of course it's just shocking.
I wonder, Teresa, you work so close to the buildings that were targeted today. What's the security like there? I mean, you've been around federal buildings, government buildings in the United States. You know the security around here. What's the comparison with there?
There isn't any comparison, really. It's a relatively safe city. I've always felt safe. I've been here for 6 years now. And, so you don't really see anything. And I think it was a couple weeks ago, there was a building evacuated behind my office. It was a publishing company that had published the cartoons of Muhammad. So they were prepared for that, and they ended up evacuating their building early. But that's the only thing that I've ever experienced in Oslo, any kind of experience like that. And that was due to the Muhammad drawings.
And was there any word of threats, anything on television that might make you think, or in the radio that might make you think that Oslo is especially vulnerable right now?
I certainly never heard anything. Supposedly there were some threats that had been made known to the authorities that there would be some bombings in Oslo, but I never heard anything about it. I don't think anybody else had until after today.
The Norwegians and the reaction around there, I know you're married to a Norwegian man. You said you remember where you were on 9/11. I wonder if there's any kind of comparison. This is on a very different scale in Norway, as you said, but is there any comparison in how Norwegians are reacting?
You know, it's the end of innocence. It really is. This is, you can compare to 9/11 only because this is the first time, this is the biggest attack since World War II for them. So, of course, we don't have the same scale loss of life, but when you're attacked at home like this, you'll never feel the same. And that's kind of, you know, reminds me of 9/11, where after September 11th, there's that loss of security. For those of us that had never lived through a war, you'll never feel the same. You'll never feel safe. And I'm wondering, you know, I'm supposed to go to the office on Monday. My office has not been damaged as far as I talked to a couple of people from the office. So I think everything's fine, but I'm wondering how I'm going to feel about going in on Monday. So the safety and the security is definitely gone, and so is the innocence. And I think especially the more we hear about the kids that are swimming off the island to get away from the shooter, it's terrifying, absolutely terrifying. That's not supposed to happen to our children over here.
Teresa Skofterud is a sales manager for Oriflame Cosmetics in Oslo, Norway. She works not far from where the blast went off today around the government buildings. She also blogs about her experiences as an American expat in Norway. You can find a link to that on our website, theworld.org. We're also linked to coverage from the BBC of the events unfolding in Oslo today. Teresa, thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me, Lisa.